plays about dysfunctional families are nothing new in the theater. What might set one apart from the others is the way the events unfold, the shock of the revelation, and the effect on the family. Which brings us to Festin, which opened last night at the Berkeley Street Theater downstairs. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, is here to tell us all the shocking news. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
Festin, which started off as a film before a play, yes?
Yeah. The source material was the controversial Danish film of the same name, created by a movement called Dogma Films, mm-hmm. in which there was kind of the docudrama way of telling a story. In North America, it was the film was known as The Celebration.
One of the most painful films I have ever seen. Just absolutely, it's like a car crash.
Never. Well, we like that sometimes.
Yeah,
exactly. And in light of the story, it's kind of an ironic title. So playwright David Eldridge, has adapted it for the stage with all its gritty, harrowing glory.
For people who have not seen the film and been riveted / horrified, what is the story here?
Well, we are in a sumptuous manor house of Helga and his wife Elsa. Their three children, Christian, Michael, and Helena, plus other family and friends, have gathered to celebrate Helga's 60th birthday party. Well, they're having a party and they're celebrating his birthday. There is also the absence that's really felt of Linda, another sibling who has died recently, and we learn that it's rather tragic how she died. Christian has decided to pick this celebration to toast his father and reveal a family secret that shatters the festivities and eventually the family. So I think, you know, Damaged would have been a better title, but I think that's already been taken. Mm. Anyway, because subtly we realize the siblings, for one reason or another, are damaged. Michael is a hothead and was banned from the birthday celebration, but he came anyway. Helena is eccentric, and this is noted with a twinge of irony. We get the sense this is not a good thing to be called eccentric in this family. Christian is quiet, accomplished, and perhaps his father's pride and joy until Christian lets loose with his revelation. And then Helga turns on him, and we realize that this celebrated man is one evil fella. It's a play to leave you increasingly wide-eyed at the revelations at what brought this family to this point.
How does the production play on the stage?
Well, when we go into the theater, the sight of John Thompson's set is startling. I thought it was, because all the locations are laid out there, a bedroom over there, at center stage we've got a sumptuous dining room table, perfectly laid with expensive plates, crystal flatware. Over there is a bathtub and sink signifying the bathroom. It's startling because director Jason Byrne has envisioned this as a film set. We're in a theater, we're watching a film set. Okay, I'll mm-hmm. cope with that. There are huge lights on stands around the various locations. Scenes sprawl all over the set and into the theater. Occasionally, that caused a problem with audibility for the cast. But while there is sprawl, there is careful detail, there's compelling and thoughtful direction. For example, the dinner. The men wear tuxedos, and while the dining room table suggests richness, the chairs are ordinary folding chairs. You know, this was an odd choice, I thought, but maybe it was suggesting the fracturedness of the family. And in the end of the play, Elsa, the wife, seems to look into space, her face creased by emotion, until you realize that she's looking at each of her children and you imagine what she's going through emotionally. Did she know what happened in the history of that family?
Yes.
Could she have done something? It's compelling work by Rosemary Dunsborough as Elsa.
What about the rest of the cast?
Exemplary.
Oh.
But, you know, special mention must be made of Philip Riccio as Christian. Initially, he's contained, he's calm, he looks like a successful businessman. He graciously makes the toast and reveals the terrible news. And as the play goes on, you know this is a man who has kept his emotions bottled up, and he just erupts. I believed every word he said. Finally, Eric Peterson plays Helga with his understatement and a reserve and an elegance. He's the embodiment of a successful man, and he's frightening when he calmly reveals his contempt and invective towards his children. It's a terrific performance by one of our leading actors.
To whom would you recommend this play?
Well, maybe to you, because... Maybe not.
Nope.
Okay, the play, well, I have to tell you. Okay, the play is produced by the Company Theater. Their mandate is to challenge artists and audiences alike, and they have certainly done that in their short 3-year existence. Festin is for audiences who like their theater gritty, provocatively directed, and shocking in its revelations. And for those who will see stellar casts raising the bar on their creativity in roles that you might not expect them to play. So theater should be surprising, and Festin is all that in a very good way.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.